Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Welcome back to the Bad Attitude Podcast, where we document the creative prowess behind local VCU artists. I'm your host, Brett Coleman, and this week we're chatting with Maeve Hickey, aka DJ Shartchan. This week, I sat down with the one and only Shartchan. Maeve Hickey is a junior at VCU and currently majors in public relations here in the School of Mass Communications. Over the past year, Maeve has really gotten into the DJ and electronic scene and has in many ways become a frontrunner for electronic music, but also through their social media presence. In this episode, we get to understand their focus in school, their inspirations, Gabber, and what they hope to accomplish down the road. Welcome back to the Bad Attitude Podcast, where we document the creative prowess behind local VCU artists. I'm your host, Brett Coleman, and this week we have Shartchan. Shartchan,
hi.
Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and your major at VCU?
Will do. My name is Maeve Hickey, otherwise known as Shartchan, DJ Shartchan. I am a PR major here at VCU in my junior year.
Crazy. Big stuff.
Huge stuff.
So right off the bat, where are you from?
So I am from Virginia Beach. I actually was born in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. Moved to VB in 2010 and lived there until I moved to Richmond for school. So I'm a beach girl at heart.
Mm-hmm. And how would you say you got your start with DJing? Like, what really stuck out to you about DJing?
So I started DJing in March of last year of 2024. So fairly new to it, but you know, I was going to these house parties. I was like, God, this music sucks. Like, this DJ sucks. Like, I should be the DJ. And my friend was like, I'm having a house party. Like, if you want to DJ, make a little flash drive. I was like, immediately, yes. You know, I feel like the internet presence was already there. I'd always, like, I admire DJs, love raves, love EDM. So I've, like, gone to DJ sets before, and I've just always admired it. But, yeah, I was just tired of listening to bad music at parties. The people want to dance.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Especially around here, everyone's like really starting to get more into the electronic scene and stuff. So it's really cool. And when you think of like your biggest musical inspirations, who are they?
Ooh, I am going to say my brother. My brother like really just like put me on to music when I was in high school. And he makes ambient music and he taught me how to use FL Studio. Even though I don't really make my own stuff that much like anymore, I always admire him and like his music, his taste, and we still have like super similar tastes. One day we're gonna play a DJ set together. But I'm gonna say my brother. As for actual artists, I really like this guy named Gorshit, does a lot of like live breakcore stuff, especially like with live drums too. And I'm gonna say that, those two.
Yeah, you said your brother makes like ambient music. Like, what like instruments does he use?
So that MIDI, he has a MIDI. That MIDI keyboard was his. He passed down to me. But he does everything in FL Studio. He makes beats. Has been featured on a guy, I9 Bonsai. Don't know if you know him. He made that funny monkey GIF. Yeah, I9 Bonsai did a song on one of his beats. So they are mostly beats, and he does it all on FL Studio with that little MIDI keyboard. But I don't know. I just love hearing his ideas. We, like, have the same brain.
Yeah, that's so cool. And next up, I just want you to, like, dissect a word. And so I want you to try and dissect the word gabber.
Ooh, okay, this is good. So gabber, as the white people say it, or haba is how you say it in German. It is just one of the earliest genres of electronic music. Very like haba kicks. It's a very like, you know, the sound. This is interesting. You know, I had a friend on Discord who's calling people gabbas. You know, that's what you call a friend, gabbas. My friend, habas. So, you know, Gabber is so much more than just, like, the genre. It's, like, a whole, like, obviously I'm not there in Europe. I was out in, like, Germany. But it's a mindset, I think. They're bald heads and funny kicks. I love it.
Yeah, it's, like, super just goofy and out there when I think of Gabber. It's just very, very interesting. And when you look at, like, your style of the tracks that you're spinning, what would you, like, consider that sound to be?
Donk. Donk. It sounds just like the... just like the name says, donkey beat. So things are just donk, 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 donk. When people ask me what I play, I say dance music. I say things that you know with a cute dance beat on it. But yeah, that's like how I phrase it when people ask me.
Yeah, that's such an interesting way to dissect that sound. And we actually played a show a while ago at Idlewood Fight Club's Celebration of Sound.
No, I wasn't on. No. It was Shar Chan. I was not on the flyer, but I was there. But do you know who Shockey is? Oh my God. You have got to check out Shockey. My friend Ella just did a music video for him, and it's like one of the best. We're gonna dissect that after, but no, I wasn't on that.
Yeah. That show had Boo Boo Sosa, Sea Lights, Soul Hoarder, and my project Computer Wizard,
yes.
And also Shockey, like we mentioned. But yeah, we played there, and so... do you have any sets coming up as of soon?
When do I not? I just took this last weekend off, so I'm ready to go back full in. I feel like I haven't DJed in about like 12 days. Feels crazy. So tonight we have Shar Chan's one-woman show, Day in the Life of a Shar Chan, Shar Chan's Daydream. This is my first performance art with a DJ set, so I'll be performing during the set. That is tonight, 8-10 p.m. And then tomorrow, I have the Ink Magazine release party. I'm DJing for 1 hour. Love Ink Magazine. I am such a huge, I am not in Ink, but I have been in photo shoots for it, and I just love to pop out. All my, like, friends do it.
And you mentioned you're a PR major at VCU. What made you want to get into PR?
See, I was a journalism major for 2 years, first 2 years of college, and I just was not loving it anymore. Like, I love to write. I still love to write, but it was just, like, killing how much, like, the actual thing I wanted to pursue. So I was like, okay, I gotta switch it up. So I switched to PR, and my friend was just telling me how she's taking classes, like, for social media, writing, like, social media posts. I'm like, this is what I like. So PR is just so, like, wide. It's really just, like, the intersection of marketing, communications, advertising, and like journalism too. And I just felt like there were so many possibilities. So event coordination also in PR, yeah, I really am enjoying that. So PR, social media, I'm like, yeah. Event coordination, yeah, count me in, I'm down.
And when you look at yourself as an artist, would you consider yourself a digital artist or an analog artist?
So I am digital. I'm a digital artist, I would say, but it is on my checklist coming very soon. I want to play a hardware show where I'm using vinyls, CDs, these actual forms of like music. So I have a little vinyl collection of myself, and I'm like, this would be so fun to spin, but need the materials for that. But
yeah, there's a lot of resources you gotta put into that.
Yeah.
And like also like upkeep, like not the vinyl.
Mm-hmm. I know, right? If you want to scratch, like that's just gonna ruin. But it's just gonna be so cool. It's such a different feel to it, I feel like, right? You're like the tangibility. I wrote my college essay about the tangibility of music. So I like that collecting.
During this conversation, we recorded a Shar Chan DJ set. Please go listen to episode 9 of Bad Attitude under the name Noise and Craft to hear this amazing electronic noise. Thanks for listening to Bad Attitude. Bad Attitude is a product of VCU's Revoice Podcast Network. Bad Attitude is run by host and sound editor Brett Coleman and producer Abby DeCandia. Stay tuned for next week's episode where we wrap up our conversation with Maeve on the final episode of season 2. Thanks so much.